Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School Hour for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
I am Jenna Kelly, and this is a story that I have never told until very recently. As some people here know, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 5 years ago, and then with celiac disease 2.5 years later. When this happened, I was extremely angry at everything, especially at God. Why me, you know? That's what I just kept asking. I stopped praying, and I stopped trusting in God's plan. I kept going to church and youth group and all the church camps, but I was basically just going through the motions of being a Christian. It wasn't until about a month ago that I had the courage to tell my parents that my faith wasn't where it was supposed to be. It was so hard for me to do this because it was like I was admitting to living the past 5 years of my life as a lie. I then went to talk to Pastor Michael and asked for guidance. The first thing he told me to do was start writing down my prayers and start reading devotions. I've written down my prayers, my prayer requests, and my praises ever since, but I've also completed some very powerful and good devotions. One of those being was to trust God. So I have three things for you to think about and remember as we start our offering. One, when you take trust out of God's hands, you're putting it into the danger of the world. Two, whenever you're going, we're all going to face battles, but we must turn to God when we are fading, when our trust is fading, and remember that He is with us through the good and the bad. And three, God's plan for you is always good in the end. So as the deacons come forward, please remember that God is in control.
Sorry, I didn't know it was that loud. Okay, let's everyone grab our coffee or water, whatever you want to drink, and let's listen to my friend Lauren.
All right. Good morning. Have you ever felt like God was calling you to do something and you really did not want to do it? Like, at all. But it's God, so you did it anyways. I guess you can say that's part of the reason why I'm up here today. I felt God pulling on my heart to share with you guys today. Let's just say that I was terrified. Today I'm going to share with you some of my personal testimony. And like I said, I'm a little scared. But we shouldn't be scared to share what we've learned through our lives with Christ. And we shouldn't be scared to share Christ with others, which is my first point. That we should not be scared to share. I've had many different opportunities to share Christ with people that I haven't taken, and it's because I've been scared. Jonah 1:1-3 says, The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Jonah was sent to preach against the wickedness of Nineveh, but he didn't want to. He was scared of what they might do to him. So why are we scared to share Christ? Are we scared of being made fun of losing friends and family? Are we scared to mess up? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. We may not be persecuted in the same way that Timothy is talking about, or in the same way that Jonah might have been. But we will be made fun of, and we might lose some people we are close to along the way. But we shouldn't be scared to mess up, because Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And surely I am with you always to the very ends of the age.'" Most people don't pay much attention to the first sentence of this verse. But if you dive in a little deeper and think about it, God shows you that it can mean that he knows when and if people you share to will accept him. So you don't have to be scared and you won't say the right thing. He has it under control, and he knows when that person will accept Christ and what your purpose is in that situation. You might just be there to plant the seed or to start breaking down their wall. Which then brings me to my second point for you today. God made us for a purpose. I've always thought that I wanted to be a vet, just like my dad. I loved to go to the clinic with him and help with whatever I could. I started my high school career, and I still thought that I wanted to be a vet. For FFA, I had to start paying more attention and putting in more hours at the clinic helping my dad. And while I still thought most of it was interesting, the other stuff I found to be pretty boring. Being in my junior year of high school, I have started to think about my future more and more, and I have struggled with finding a career that I would like to do. But one day as I was struggling with this, I remembered that God has a purpose for our lives, and he already knows what we're going to do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God already knows what the rest of our lives look like. We don't have to worry about tomorrow or next week or next month or even the next year. We get to focus on today and how we are going to live our lives out for God. Sometimes we might not always get our way when it comes to God's plan for our lives. I mean, look at Jonah. God's plan was to use him to go tell Nineveh to get their acts together. But Jonah didn't. He was thrown into the belly of a whale. Two very special people in my life have gone through some rough times. I prayed and prayed and prayed some more to God to fix what was going on, but he told me that he couldn't. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God knew what he was doing when he told me that he couldn't fix this. I was mad at him for a while, but I realized that I can't control people and that I don't always get my way. God has everything under control, and even though this might not have been his intention, he's going to use this situation for the purpose that he has for me in the future. God made us for a purpose, but he also made us to be unique individuals, which is my next point. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." I struggle with my image on a daily basis. I don't like the way I look. My hair isn't perfect. My makeup isn't perfect. Whatever it is, lies pop into my head every day, all day long. Sometimes I believe them, and sometimes I push them aside. But sometimes these lies are so strong in my head that I feel useless and not worth anything. But I didn't realize that this was going on until my eyes were opened. I now realize that these lies that Satan tells me, and I try not to let them get to me. Judges chapter 6, verses 14 through 16 says, "The Lord turned to him being Gideon, and said, 'Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?' 'Pardon me, my Lord,' Gideon replied, 'but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family.' The Lord answered, 'I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive.'" Gideon did not think that he could save Israel. He was the least in the family, he wasn't the strongest, and he wasn't the bravest. These were the lies that Satan was telling him in his head. But in verse 16, it says something very important. "I will be with you." Even though Satan tells us these lies and we don't feel like we're worth anything and we feel useless, God is always with us. And that's my final point for today. Psalm verse 34:18, we read it in scripture this morning, says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I went through a time in my life where I didn't feel like God was listening, and I felt like my prayers weren't being heard or answered. I felt alone. Yes, I had an amazing family and some amazing friends, but something was still missing. And I didn't understand what it was. I was praying to God almost every day. I was going to church every Sunday. But I still had something missing. This verse talks about how even though you may feel lost and unloved and alone, God is with you. He is with you even when you aren't in the right place, even when your life is messed up and crazy, and even when you aren't in the right place with God, he's still there. I wasn't in the right place with God this past year and early this past summer. I was saved on January 19th, 2014, and I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. And I felt that for a long time. Then came high school, and as much as I hate to say it, my relationship with God faltered. But I didn't notice. I only noticed when things started to go wrong. People that were very close to me started to go through some rough times. Satan started telling me more lies that I believed more and more, and things that were so important to me and that I wanted to happen didn't, and friends that I thought I had started to fade away. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." I went to a church camp this past summer, and I distinctly remember all of the lessons we had, but one of them stood out a lot. And it was about how God is right there knocking on the door, waiting for you to accept him. And I thought to myself, I already have. I was saved, and I already have Christ. But guys, over the next few days of worship and sermons and small groups and just having fun, I soon realized that this felt different. On the last night, we had a communion service. And during that worship and communion time, I felt God say, "Lauren, I am right here. I always have been. But I'm waiting for you." Guys, God sent me here today, right now, standing right here, to tell you that he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to let him come into your life, and he's waiting for you to open the door and say, "Come." He isn't going to barge right in. You have to let him in. And whenever you do, it's the best feeling in the world. That night there was a cross, and what we did was we took a slip of paper and wrote on it what we needed to give to God, and then we pinned it to that cross as a symbol. On that piece of paper, I wrote the word "everything." I gave God everything that night. Everything from my past, everything from my present, everything from my future. Another weight was lifted off my shoulders that night, and yeah, I still go through hard times. I have bad days, and I have days where I don't live for God to the fullest extent that I can. But I always remember that God is always with me and with all of you. My challenge for you guys today is not to be scared to share Christ and what he has done for you in your life, to always remember that God has a purpose for you and that he knows what he's doing, to know that God made you and he loves you just the way you are, and to always remember that God is always, always with you. We're going to do communion now, and I'll invite the worship team to come up and get ready. But as you guys come to the table, I want you to think about what you've been struggling with and what you need to give to God, and give it to him. Let whatever you're dealing with go. God knows what he's doing, and he's not done with you or your life yet. He is there waiting for you to let him in, and all you have to do is open the door. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this bread, and we thank you for this cup. This morning, we give whatever it is we are dealing with to you. You know what each one of us is dealing with and what is going on in each of our lives. We love you, and it is your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.